We're here at the Extraordinary Technology Conference 2010 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Byington Sims, who has invented some really effective medical devices. Now, what's the basic principle that your devices run on?
That's electrolysis. We have an anode, cathode in solution, and then the current goes from the cathode to the anode, and then in the case for healing, your body is in that path of that current, and the current is free electrons traveling in a stream toward the anode, so it quenches all the free radicals in its path.
Now, free radicals is a term you hear a lot in healthcare, especially in the alternative field. How would you define a free radical for someone who never knew anything about
it? A free radical is a molecule looking for an electron. It's short, so it's a positive ion, basically. And so it latches on to part of you to share the electron with the molecule that's part of you. And that's how it binds and sticks to you.
What are some typical ways that you know of that free radicals form?
Well, like they'll form in areas of the body, like toxic buildup of things, and then, of course, that makes it habitable by pathogens, like what caused arthritis and fibromyalgia. And if you remove all of those toxins, then there's nothing for the pathogens to really grab onto.
Now, I understand that this type of electricity, which I understand is pulsed DC, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you do a standardized pulse. Basically, it's not like adjustable or anything.
No, the pulse isn't. It's adjustable inside, but it's not adjustable on the outside. The frequency is not really critical in this case. It's just that you want the pulse, which is a very short off time and a very long on time, is to like act like a snapping whip or a jackhammer, so it knocks things loose quicker. I started out using this with straight DC, and it worked fine when I healed my MRSA. I didn't have the pulse then. I came up with that later.
And MRSA, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you about that. That stands for a type of bacteria that's basically...
Methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus.
Right, and that's a serious problem in the medical world.
It's deadly. You'd be dead in a week if you didn't do something about it.
And so this...
has a 20% mortality rate no matter what's done about it.
Wow. So this pulse DC basically knocks that out.
Knocked it right out. Now, in my case, it knocked out the lesion on my leg. I had this spot on my leg. Still see the scar there, and it's eating a hole there. It looked like a bullet hole. And it cleared that up right away. But then, you know, there was some part of it still circulating in my system. I could even feel, I felt different, had a bitter taste in my mouth, and felt kind of sluggish. And the thing would pop up somewhere else. It tried to abscess a tooth, so I treated that, got rid of it there. And any scratch you get on it would come out there, and of course I could treat it. And finally, what really stopped it was taking an enzyme complex meant for digestive aid. But the enzymes that said on the bottle, if you use them between meals, then it would clean the bloodstream up more. So I thought, oh, this is handy, I'll try it, and it worked.
And that was in combination with the DC pulse unit that you invented?
Yeah, I just used it. I mean, I struggled with this thing for probably a month, because it would keep popping up somewhere else. And then when I took those enzymes, the next day I noticed the difference. I felt something lift. I felt better, and I didn't have that taste in my mouth anymore, and then that was in. And I never tried to come back after that.
That's a good report, and I think that is a useful thing. How would people reach you to inquire about these machines?
Well, I have the website, www.aquatronics.us, and then I have the phone numbers, 520-432-5433 and 520-227-5957.
Okay.
And 520-366-1626.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I hope this helps a lot of people, because you're definitely dealing with some pretty difficult medical problems with this thing.
I had restless legs. I got rid of that. After the first treatment, I had no more restless legs.
Yeah, well, having just experienced the treatment a few minutes ago, I can testify that it's definitely feeling a lot better, like something's really happening there.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, and have a good night.